Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" During the hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Although human being, we distinguish human government and the religious church. But in the eye of God, both serve a human being. The government is serve the material need of a person, and the church of religion is serve the need of a spiritual need of a person. Both are essential, both are important. If there's no body, there will be no soul. We cannot have a soul and have no body. So both are important. Jesus today just avoid the people accuse him that he is not paying tax to Caesar. We understand from our teaching to pay tax means to give the government, not the authority, the means to serve. If the government have no money, how can they serve the people? We are one family, so we share, some richer, some poorer, but all put the money together that we save. We live in a society. We share the benefit of each person. So it's essential for our humanity. But on the other hand, spiritually is also essential. So we need to pray for those governments that do not believe in God. We pray for those who only yearn for material goods and forget the spiritual growth. Each one of us, we need God, and also in a certain sense, we need material goods. We are one body and one soul. Our body needs to eat, need food, need protection. Also, need space to prayer, space to adore God. All are essential to our life. So Jesus today just mentioned to us, he doesn't want to distinguish. Only the people want to trap him. If he said, "You don't pay tax to Caesar," then you say he is against the government. By no means, Jesus is against anybody. He comes to say all people. Even Caesar, he died for him. So in the heart of Jesus, there's no distinction. Everybody is the same, humanity. Although might be our position is different, but Jesus respect our humanity. That's why he share our humanity. Also, he offer his life for safety of our soul. So all these things help one another. So in our prayer, we pray for the government, especially whose government does not believe in God, or only put material goods in the only aim of the existence. We need both spiritual growth and material growth.